discuss this question. 16 by rockets, and people were considerably scared of the situation, and they left the area in big numbers. Just at that particular time, there was a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven admitted and was paskin that he owed a considerable amount of money to Shimon. Reuven said, "But nothing to pay. I only have no liquid assets, no money. I've got property. All that property is located in Haifa." Shimon says, "Fine, okay. So I collect my debt from Haifa." Question of dispute is at what price? As you can imagine, under those war conditions, prices of property plummeted. Shimon is claiming, "Okay, you owe me $500,000, let's say where it is. And let's look at the property. Well, we've got five properties over there. According to today's market price, you have to give me four of them." Whereas Reuven is saying, "What are you talking about? This is wartime. It's not the real price over here. Real price, if you look at real price, let's go back a bit what real price is. You're entitled to maybe one and a half of the properties." So that's our din Torah. Din Torah, do you get paid according to today's wartime prices and get four properties in Haifa? Do you get paid according to natural normal prices, which is one and a half properties in Haifa, not the four properties? So we looked at last time, let's see, we look at number one, and see, number one basically tells us where we're holding this din Torah. Number one says like this, when basin makes a collection for land, for payments, Shomer knows, so you make the estimation, you evaluate the property, according to the value of property and how it is today in this place. So that immediately we would assume, if you apply that copy and paste in our side, would you get four properties in Haifa, or would you only get one and a half properties in Haifa? You sure? Yeah, it's fair place. Mr. Goffman's not coming. According to this, literal Shulchan Aruch, do you go according to four properties in Haifa, one and a half properties in Haifa? Make a collection according to today, immediately today, according to the prices today. What does it mean? Four, one and a half? Four. Okay. But we saw Sma, who says the following words, and then we'll take it up from here. Sma said like this, we have to estimate according to how much it's worth. If we would have a custom in front of us who would want it and want to acquire it, the Shulchan Aruch is only coming to exclude a scenario that says, well, we don't go after Tel Aviv prices in Haifa, we don't go after Yerushalayim prices in Haifa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say. Look at Haifa as it is and not Tel Aviv. Look at Haifa as long as not Tel Aviv. And look at Haifa in the summer season and not in winter season. Or winter season, not summer. Don't expect to like. That's what he says. But more than that, it's not coming to exclude. We have to imagine that there's a customer who wants to buy it. That's what we have to do. So what does the Sma seem to be saying? Sma seems to be saying, when he says you have to assume the estimation based on a analysis that there is a customer who wants to buy in front of us. What does that mean to say? What's he trying to say? He's trying to say that if there's no customers, that should not be the way to estimate the property. We have to invent customers, and invent if there would be customers, then we look at the price of it, of the property. We can't look at price of property if there's no customers around. We have to look at the price of property as if there is customers around, and then that will give us the true value that the
we can say you're getting in payments of your dues, which you're entitled to. Therefore, we have a question. Just a question like this. Why is the Smart saying such a thing like this? What is he trying to cover or protect or to do by saying there's no customer that there, no one wants it? We have to imagine that there is somebody there who wants it. Ah, then we can value it. What's he trying to do by such a thing? He wants to.
So they can bring a Kuwait to bring a claim for whatever, a hurricane or a war or a summer season or a winter season, and to artificially alter the prices.
So he's trying to make a protection. Okay, so Baruch is saying it's just a tekona. Me'ika hadin, the value is what you get today, and the value is what people buy, and no one buying it, so the value is very low, and therefore you should get four properties. Me'ika hadin. Baruch is saying there's a tekona. There's a tekona that says don't abuse the thing, and it's not fair. Let's make a protection for that, and let's invent customers when they don't exist, and therefore you won't be able to abuse the system, and therefore we are able to pump up the price artificially to protect you, and therefore we don't look at it as four houses you're getting, and you're only going to get one and a half. That's a Baruch seems that it's like a tekona. Is there any mention in the Lashon of the Smart a wording of tekona? Tikkun Olam, Tekonas Hashuk, any of those Lashonas were used in the Smart?
No.
So therefore, what's Pishat under the Smart? It seems to be Baruch's explanation. Tekona is very missing from the words of the Smart. Smart must be coming to tell me something different other than this protection and Tekona. What's he trying to say? Yes, Mr. Block.
I think he's trying to protect something that you give him a price that's just a fresh price, which must be for a relatively short period, and he's trying to say, what is a more realistic price? He's trying to protect that situation.
What does the word protect? Protect usually means to me, tekona, and I just knocked out Boris for saying tekona. So what's he trying to say? Without the word protect being tekona, so what are you trying to say?
He's trying to say the price. It's not necessarily what you can get in this
crisis
situation.
You've got
to look more in
a real. So you're trying to say it's me'ika hadin. It's not a tekona. It's me'ika hadin. The real price is not the price where there's no customers. The real price is the price where there would be customers. Okay, that's what Mr. Block is having. Now, Mr. Block, you want to add something to that or say something?
I have a question for clarification.
Okay.
Does it mean automatically if I'm borrowing money that my assets become collateral?
Automatic, yes.
Because there's precedences in by Gazela, Rishis Azela Shek Gotov, Kishas Azela. So what happens if we somehow make a base we work for? So here it should be the same thing. At the time that he borrowed.
So you're saying forget about collection, you're saying go according to the time of the loan when it took place. Yeah. And if it took place in a crisis, then you said, well, you should pay for it. There's also no mention of such a thing that you go after the time period of the loan.
I'm putting it with a question mark. I'm not saying.
Yeah, so obviously we're not going after tekona, we're not going after the time period of the loan. We're more likely to be saying what Mr. Block is saying is that we're going after the time period of payment, and the time period of payment is when there's an artificial customer, and that's not a tekona, that's me'ikadin. Now, how do you make it me'ikadin? Normally, economics, in a capitalist country, you don't say that me'ikadin, this is the value, the me'ikadin value is what you can get nicer. And I can't get this myself. This is a war. No one's going to buy this unless you go all the way down. No one's going to buy anything over here. So how do you say it's me'ika din economically? This is the true value when there's no customers to buy it for this man. How can you say such a thing?
Clarifying question.
Yes.
You were reading in Kolo very narrowly. You were reading in Kolo at Liad in Kolo, what it is exactly now. Maybe in Kolo is more broadly, so it's customary in this place. Yes, there's this event right now, but. Maybe
Yad
seems to say it's not like that, but I just thought
it
could be more broad.
Okay, it could be more broad. But I've got some question. It's some economic question. Economics, capitalists, a communist will say, what's the value of a property? How is it today? Unless communists will come along, that's true, but we make to commons. Yeah? We're saying neither like the capitalists or like the communists. We're saying that it's not a kona, but the real value is not according to what you can get today. The real value is what there's an artificial customer, and it's not a kona. So it's not capitalist, it's not communist. So what is it? But it's maker then. So how are halakhically we're looking at the value of a property? How to value it? How do we halakhically evaluate if it's not the capitalist, it's not communist? Both are wrong. So what, so how is halakh defining how to value property?
Are you talking about all cases where
someone is selling his loan? Also all cases. Mazik payments, loan payments, suma payments, all those type of payments. Okay, when you make a collection from Ed Land, because from base to make a collection on behalf of those payments, because there's nothing yet other assets to do, this is how they rate the value you're receiving in the land assets.
That's different than a regular sale. So you're not talking about regular sale.
It's not talking about sale.
No. No.
Yes, and so we're talking about it. Normally, payments of assets is the value it is. What's the value of what you can sell? And that's how capitalists will look at it.
And we're trying to remember this of some sort?
No.
No?
Why not?
No mention of ribbons, no mention
of part of this.
No.
The one thing is, if you're taking advantage of this person, he has to pay you. He's doing it under.
Fine, so now you're going with Tukonas again. You know, advantage, Tukona, protection, all those are words of Tukonas. Yeah. Yep. Really knocked that out 5 minutes ago. Okay. So, I think the key words over here is a key word in this, in order to understand it, what we're trying to get define over here. Is the word shuma. Shomim, shishimu, all those loshons, shomim also. What does the word shuma mean? Shomim, evaluate. Okay. Now, when you're evaluating property, how do you evaluate the property? As an economic person, don't forget about the halakha. So, economics, what they take a property, they want to evaluate it. What do they do? Do they speak to one person and say, hey, look, we want to evaluate the property, true value. We're not interested in anyone in the world. All we're going to do is going to speak to Mr. Gross. Whatever you say is the value. Are we good? Is that how you value a property?
No, it's a replacement. That's the way they do.
I want to say that. Do they evaluate by saying, I'm not interested in anyone else's opinion in the world. The only one is Mr. Gross. Whatever he says is the true value of property. Is that how you evaluate a property?
No.
No. So why? What's the way to evaluate property? What do you have to do?
You take a survey.
Take a survey. What does survey mean?
You look at sales of comparable properties in a certain area which is comparable to your area.
Okay, so now what's that name, broad name of what you're doing when you take a survey in the area of the property to the customers that are available?
Average? What's the market price?
That's the key word. I was looking for that. Market price. Not Mr. Gross's price. The market price. Has to be a market price.
Now.
Okay, but fine. But it has to be a market price to be its true value. Now. So what's the smart saying when he says, there are no customers out there. There's no customers. If there's no customers out there, when I ask you a question now, is there a market or not a market for this property? What are you going to answer?
No market.
Is there a market or not? If there's no customers, what are you going to answer when I say, is there a market or not market? What are you going to say?
No market.
No market. So therefore, I can't look at it now. There's no market. I could give a market price. This is not, there's no market here to make a price.
Here's the market price right now. Why would you say that?
There's no market price.
How many people are looking to buy? What would they agree to?
The price goes down.
Why is there no market?
No market price.
Somebody says, hey, I'm selling to the market. Okay, how much is it?
The price goes down.
There is a market at that time.
I'll give you an example of where you understand what's called a market price or not market price, and why this fits in. No, I look into facts, and I know that most people are asleep in the world at 3:07 a.m. 3:07 a.m. Okay. And then I say, you know what? You owe me money. You've got property. Well, know what? We're going to do a mikhlas. We're going to, you know, the highest bidder will be the price of this property. Yes? When is it going to take place? 3:07 a.m. That is, copy 3:07. Whatever 3:07 people say, we're going to, that's when, that's going to compare the price. Is that a market price? Is that time to define what the market is? 3:07 a.m.?
No.
No, of course not. Yeah? Of course not. So therefore, that's not called a mikhlas. It's not getting the market price when you say it's only 3:07 a.m. So now, here we have a scenario. War. No one's buying anything, everyone's fleeing away, there's no customers. No customers. Is it like 3:07 a.m.? Yes, so there's no market. So this is not the market price. It's not the market price, and this is not the true value. True value is market price. When will be the market price? In our case, when it's not a 307 case, but it's a war case, when is the market price? When the war's over.
Oh, 2 p.m.
Okay, that's Bob's best time. So therefore, that's all the SMA is saying. We are evaluating the property as if the customer is there, and we can't look at the fact there's no customers around, because it could be there's no customers around because there's no market at the moment. We have to have market price. So let's imagine that there is a market, what the price would be when there's a market. That's all he's saying. And then you'll get market price, which is true value, and therefore you'll be able to estimate that's how much it's. So therefore, according to what the SMA is saying, is he getting 4 properties a night, or is he only getting 1.5, according to this?
1.5.
1.5. So now, boss. Yes, Mr. Benveniste.
When there was last a market, you don't want the futures.
Okay, fine.
So you've got no punters. You have to say, well, what was, when yes, there was a free market,
yeah,
and we could get yeah, evidence,
yes,
you say, well, what it was then?
Yeah, sure.
As a basis.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Now,
why not base it for the government time when the loan or whatever?
Why should take that as an interpretation?
It's not at all.
What?
What? If I had the logic, is that would it based on one?
Why? Why? I lent you $500,000, and you're supposed to give me back $500,000, and you can't. So now you have to give me back $500,000 in another form. So I'm giving you back property, which will cover that $500,000. How much? Well, the value of what this property is. If you always go after time of payment, as the Shulchan Aruch is stressing. Time of payment. You always go after time of payment, or the value of the property you're giving. What's the value of property you're giving at the time of payment? The market value of the property you're giving at the time of payment. There's no market at the moment, so I can't work it out. I have to imagine what it is in order to work out what today's price really is according to the real market values. I can't just look at the streets, I have to look at past history, like Mr. Bernersee, to work out the real value I'm giving now. Yeah? That's the real value. Now, got a bit of a kasha from the following Shulchan Aruch. You explain to me what the kasha is from the Shulchan Aruch. Number 2. Chomashi yitin lo mekaka matatsin. Whenever you make a payment, whether it's for land or matatsin, yishuma lo kefimashi yokalim komiyat. Okay. You value it according to what you can sell immediately. Okay, the word miyad is not a problem if there's a market. Okay. Afilu bebeiso. Okay, in the house. The fi ashar, the fi azman, according to the time, according to the day. V'lo shikach lachsalim ka be'iris v'shukim. You don't say, well, we take the value according to if you would go to Taiwan and you'll get the price over there, so therefore, okay, we don't go according to that. You say, well, we would look at the value according to 6 months' time, you know, there's going to be a big government project and everything was going to go up. We're not going to go to that. Then he says the following words. In Cain, because if you do that, if you say, wait, go to Taiwan, and we'll value according to that, wait 6 months for the government project to come out. If you say that, we're not going to do that, because in Cain, if you have to do that, neither sell us with Nea Lothan. What's the word neither stands for the oven mean?
People won't know.
Neither stands, closing door, if they live on. What's the thing they live on?
in front of the borrowers. You're closing the door in front of the borrowers. What does that mean? You're closing the doors in front of borrowers. What does that mean?
There won't be people with any money.
No one will give
a loan. Why would no one give loans? If I tell you, you know what? I'm going to make a payment, and I'm going to look at the value of payments according to what you can get in Taiwan. Or I'm going to look at the value of payments according to 6 months' time when there's a government project out which will push up prices. No, if you do that, no one's going to give loans. Why? Why is someone going to give loans?
Why don't,
what do you mean no one's going to do? Yeah, I gave you $500,000. What are you giving me back? What are you giving me back? You give me $500,000 if I go to Taiwan. You give me $500,000 if I wait for the government project, which probably will happen in 6 months' time. Is that encouraging for people to give the loans in the first place?
No.
Where people say, well, I'm very happy to give loans because it's a nice process and I'm not going to get hurt. They're going to do that? Going to have that reaction? No. So therefore, very important, says Shulchan Aruch, not to put off people giving loans. So we can't say evaluate according to Taiwan, because no then for this, people say forget about it. Can't evaluate according to wait until the government policy says forget about it. You can't say that, because then you're basically saying, people say, no point me doing this mitzvah because I just damaged myself.
Okay.
So why is that serious according to what you just said?
Now, if he gets that 1.5 properties,
yes,
and he wants to sell it right away so he can have cash,
yes,
to use for other purposes. So if nobody, a real buyer at that exact time, is not going to offer
it. Very good. How can this market say that there's no customers out there, and if there's no market, so therefore we have to pretend there's a market and the value is according to the market? If you do that and you give him the 1.5 properties, how long is he going to wait until he gets his 500,000? He's going to get his time. When he has to wait until the war's going on. Bum, bum, bum. He has to wait until the war finishes, at least. Things start coming and people start coming. You're going to have a problem, Gufa, of this Nida Stelis, this Nida Lord. Look at what the Taz says. He asked this question on this month. Number 3. Lo Amadu Diabato! I don't understand him. In Ketinian, this is wrong. If you say you give it, there's no market, to give it according to it, there's a market, then you're going to put off people's renting. My Yasa Mabu means the less they could. What's he going to do with property, 1.5 properties, where there's no people buying? Yes, also. In Ketinian, this is wrong. He's not going to be able to do anything with it. He has to wait, hang on to it. Like going to Taiwan. And that's it. He said, forget it, I'm not going to lend it anymore. This is what I get. So forget it. He's going to say. So, therefore, so according to the Taz, what should come out? Do we look at make up a market when there's no market, according to the Taz?
No.
No? So, according to the Taz, how much property should you get?
4.
Now, have you got any possible answer for the smart? He got questions. Those are good questions. Yeah. Yossi, you're full of it. Yeah.
Loshia.
What do you mean, Loshia?
It doesn't happen so often.
So?
People are so concerned about it. There's like an impact on so much. I mean, in that in a specific individual. Role, we're not experiencing that. Role alone don't go through this.
No, I know Miroj. You know what? If there's going to be problems in the market and just close the market, they're not going to get the market value, then I don't want to take that risk. It's a risk. It's a risk alone. A loan with a risk. Cash flow risk. Maybe not a money risk, but a cash flow risk of me having my money tied up longer than I'm comfortable in tying up. So therefore, forget about it. Yes, Mr. Ben Benisti.
Can we learn from damages that you can claim to anything the person's got? We say that if you haven't personally got money, you take from the choices that of property, assets that he has. So if a similar situation could arise at the time, you've got the same problem. But the reality is that that's the way the Torah gives you a guideline. You know, if somehow it means that.
So for sure, if he says I want the best, then for sure he says don't give me 1.5, that's rubbish. You give me 4,
then it's okay. So for sure you get four. And the moment whole thing, you should get four, because, you know, according to the Taz, no one's going to bother learning if you're going to tie their hands when there's no market. Giving payment when there's no market to actualize your money. So therefore, for sure, you should pay four. And Mr. Mevin is adding, saying, if you're a Mazik payment, for sure you should get four, because he can even choose best bills. For sure, he can choose the amount of bills which will actually cover all his dues today, even though there's no market. So at the moment, we've got big problems with this month. We want an answer for this month, some sort of answer to this month.
The way I read number four is that...
Number four? We haven't done number four. That's going to be the answer.
Fine, but you gave us enough to look at four.
Yeah.
It's going to push the market down if you do this.
Going to push the market down? What do you mean?
Yeah, because I know that he has to pay. I'm not going to offer anything that's worth anything.
Okay.
The price is going to go down instead of up at the beginning.
So... Okay, we'll see with number four. Anyone wants to add something at the moment?
What's a possible answer?
What's a possible answer to this wonderful question of you're giving him something which he can't turn into cash. It will cover the money which is due. So that's not fair. And it's not kedai, because it's bad in the long run for society.
So, we're talking about land?
At the moment, we're talking about land. Yeah. Land.
Land. Because you know that
Rashi
says
an
investment, so
it'll take time. He doesn't want investments. He gave cash. He gave cash back. But yeah, but giving him land. Land which can't even turn into cash which he gave. That's even terrible. He'll never bother again. He doesn't want land. He doesn't want to buy your property. So let's do look at number four. And read it and see exactly what it's with the Sma is saying that will cover this question. It says like this. Shomanosu, kifima sho shova in hoyla fenenu kenen. Okay, those are the words we saw before. You have to estimate it as if there's a guy buying, even though there's no buy buying. Shoko, as if he wants it. Rosalit kenosu. Ve'en ra b'ma she'en ata b'dei odon she wrote to kenosu. And you can't bring proofs to the real value of the property just because there's no one around to buy it. There's no one who's actually willing to pay the money which you are wanting to get. And here's the new words. Because we can suggest to Mashum that the reason why there's no customers... because they see that you are making a what do the banks call it?
A
forced sale. The foreclosing. They know you need to sell. That you're desperate for money. So therefore no one's coming forward to give you the real value. In order to put extra pressure on the seller. The deal based in, she's in a resort order that the price should be go down and down. Because therefore, also that's how one people looking for bargains and how they manipulate people to give them bargains. So what exactly is the Sma now saying with this adaption of information which we added to the Sma? He says, we imagine there's customers, even if there's no customers, because you know why there's no customers? Why is there no customers? What's the smart saying? The reason why there's no customers? Because these cups, there's just one little thing. They're bargain hunters, or what they call? Pariahs. Yeah?
Pariahs.
Yeah? They're trying to force you to sell cheap. So therefore, we the base thing can't look at no customers out there as a factor, because it's not a real factor, because they're just playing games. That's what they're doing. So what in fact therefore is the smart saying? Is he saying that when there's no customers, there's no markets, and therefore we can't go after the price of now? Or is he saying something different from that? After all, he said, no customers, no market, we need market value, There's no market value. Now we have to work out what market value as if there's customers. That's how we understood the smart set. Now with this extra information, are we now really changing what the smart is saying, how you value the property when there's no customers around? What is he saying?
Not
to come.
Why
not to come? No. It's not
a to come.
Trying to fix a problem. Not
to come. What's he saying? Is he saying, like we said, is the definition of the value of property? Is he saying, like, the communist, which is what Yossi is? Not Yossi, it's Yossi saying. Or is he saying, like, the capitalist? What is it? We've got three options. Let's repeat the three options. We're saying true value is market value. Market value is when it's customers. That's how we set up today. No customers is not the value. Only market value. Value means when there's customers. That's what we said. Communists say market value is how you can get them in the market today. No customers, that means the value is very low, and that's the true value. We make a tekona to protect you from the true value. It's not the true value, make a tekona. That's what you're seeing the communists say. Capitalists say, we look at what you get today. Whether there's customers, not customers, no tekonas or nothing, that's the real price, and that's the price it is. So what is now the smart thing? How we understood the smart to now? Market? Or is it communist? Or is it capitalist? What is it? Out of those three.
It's neither. It's what we call a state of equilibrium. You have to assume, I mean, having been a valuer, right? We have a situation where you have fixed rents in the UK. Right? What they call the fair rents.
Yes.
Yeah? So, but they took the market away, because people wouldn't let, because of the fair rent. Right? They took away the profit margin, what we call economic rent, literally. You know, the extra price, because there's supply and demand principle.
Yeah.
Right? There's more yes. demand for that. So what the government wanted to do in the UK was to say the rent should be when the market is in equilibrium. There's equal number of buyers and equal number of...
They invent something.
Yeah, they invent something.
So that's either communist.
Yeah, what you do is you haven't got the evidence in that property market, in terms of property.
Yeah, so that.
So you look at other statistics.
Fine, but that's what we've been doing up to now. I want to know. That's one of our three options. Is it what we set up to now? We need a market. Definition of market is, even though it's those customers, we invent that the market means when there are customers, and therefore anything besides that is not a value. Or do we say the market is what it is today, but a tekona like a communist? Well, do you say the value is today, unless it's the market, and even if no tekonas, this is what you get? All properties like a capitalist.
Communism.
Don't mention of tekona in the smart. Problem with that.
He's clearly stating it right now.
Clearly stating, but never mentioned, even with his words, he never mentioned Tekona. Yeah, never mentioned Tekona.
Pshita.
No, not Pshita.
I hear you about
that now. So, who's the communist over here? That's Yossi's the communist. Any market guys over here?
Can't be
because of the Tassus question. So that's out. Market is out. Communist, that's Yossi over there. Any capitalist over here?
Sure, but it doesn't work.
Any capitalist? No capitalist in the whole room? Baruch Hashem. Shech Yonu, Kionu, we've been zoned today, that we've got a room full of Anglo-Saxons, and there's no capitalist. None of them say I'm a capitalist.
Not a secret capitalist.
As a pro Jew, you cannot be a true capitalist.
So what is he saying? Let me give you a hint. I cannot say the answer. Yeah. So the smart seems to be saying like this. Yeah? Until we get the real answer. It says like this. You know what? Hey, let's take the property. See how much you can get. Yeah! I'm selling this property, everyone! How much is it? Come forward! And now tell me the value! Says the smart, that's the way to do it! Then problem, no one came forward. I've got a problem now. So he said, what's the problem when no one comes forward? Is the problem when no one comes forward because there's no market, or when the problem is different when nobody comes forward?
But there's no buyer.
He said there are buyers. There are buyers. On this property, there's no buyers because they know he's in trouble.
Ah.
There are buyers in the shuk.
So when no one comes forward, that means there's no market? No. Or does that mean there is a market, but I've got a technical problem?
There is a market. He said there is a market.
So there is a market, even when there's no one comes forward?
Yes. Exactly.
So but what's the problem when no one comes forward, even if there's a market? So far he's a capitalist. Even though there's no one comes forward, there's a market and that's a bank. But I've got a problem. What's the problem?
Trying to squeeze them up,
but
they're not
coming to the market. That's a manipulator. If it's manipulators, that's not a true price of the property. I need a true price of the property. I can't have a situation that the reason why no one's buying is because they're trying to manipulate. If so, then I can't say for certain that the value is the price when no one's around. Because the plenty of people, the plenty of people want to buy. They're only just not coming forward because they want to manipulate. So therefore, that's not the true value. True value. Because really there's 100 people chasing it. And if it's 100 people chasing it, it wouldn't be the value of when there's no one chasing it. But they're just playing games. So I can't evaluate it now because they're playing games. But what would be the din if no one's coming forward, but not because of manipulation reasons, then no one's coming forward because no one's interested in it. Would that be the true value?
Of course.
Yeah, I've got two people who responded. What about the others in the room? If no one comes forward, not because of manipulation reasons, no one comes forward because no one's interested in it, would that be the true value of the property?
Yeah,
there's no market.
Yes, even according to the Sma. Even so the Sma. So at the end of the day, the Sma is a capitalistic way of valuing the true value giving. He says, but I can't take into consideration, normally when people don't come forward, because they may be playing games. Playing games, that takes away from the real value. Because they're just playing, if really there is customers, and they're not customers, then that takes away from the real value. But if there's, in truth, if I know for a fact there's no customers, then I don't know how much the value is according to today. So if so, there's no need to sell this to a snake offer. You can get the value of it really is today. You get it today. Because once you get it, you will be able to convert it into cash today, because they're just manipulators, and once they know that there's no way of manipulating anymore, there's 100 customers out there who will want to buy it, and you'll be able to get your money. Ah, so now, Haifa. It's Haifa, a case of manipulation, or it's a case where there's taka no property values over there, there's taka no customers. What's the case of Haifa?
No.
So therefore, even according to Sma, would you get 1.5 properties or 4 properties?
4
properties. Not only according to the Taz, you get 4 properties in Haifa, even according to Sma, you get 4 properties in Haifa, because the only case you don't get, according to when there's no customs grant, when it's a manipulation scenario, there's not a manipulation scenario. So, that's where we'll stop this week. At this moment, we're holding. Reuven is entitled to get 4 properties in the time of war from Shimon, from Haifa. Not like you would like to say, yes, because you have feelings, communist feelings inside your protection thing.
Comrade,
it's a communist thing. But that's what we're holding at the moment. That's 4 properties, because that's the true value, and you go according today, Makomo, Miyad, true value is what you can get now, this second. If there's no customers, then that's the real value now. You just have to maybe worry, says Lust, that it really is customers. But in this scenario, you don't have to worry, because we know for sure there's no customers. Okay, so that's where we're holding. It's been shown next week. We'll see if there's any changes from different sources.